Thank you for tuning in to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you each Saturday morning at 9:45 by the Rivermont Church of Christ. We meet at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia, each Sunday morning at 10 and 11, and Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday night at 7:30. Come and visit with us. And now to our lesson. Your speaker is Robert Swain. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. You remember following the baptism of Jesus, we read that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. In Hebrews 4:15, we read, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. You see, Jesus was tempted that he might understand the temptations we have, that he might make intercession for us at the throne of God. Jesus was hungry following a 40-day fast, but he refused to yield to Satan's suggestion to satisfy his hunger by turning stones into bread. And in resisting temptation, he quoted from the words of Moses that are found in Deuteronomy 8:3, that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. These words quoted by Jesus need to be studied again and again in our own day and in our time. We're living in a day when far too many have allowed the material world around them to crowd out the spiritual. Too many of our day have forgotten that time is not as important as eternity, and that our soul is worth more than all of this world. The Bible doesn't ignore man's needs in the physical realm. While God's Word does indeed say, man shall not live by bread alone, it also recognizes the fact that man must have bread to live. Our physical bodies require food, and God recognizes this need. You remember in the prayer which Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he included the request, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus didn't send the multitudes away hungry, but provided food for them upon one occasion by multiplying a few loaves and fishes of a boy's lunch to feed the 5,000, recorded for us in Matthew 14. When Jesus was dying on the cross, he remembered the physical needs of his own mother and made provision for her comfort and welfare by entrusting her to the care of his beloved John, John 19:26-27. God recognized the need man has for bread, and so he teaches us in his word that we should work in order that we have the necessities of life. And notice in 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12, where Paul says, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. So God's word teaches us that we should provide for the needs of our own in these words. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel, 1 Timothy 5:8. And yet, how many today are holding out their hands, waiting for someone to fill them, without ever making an effort to provide for themselves? They want to take, but never give. Receive, but offer nothing. Tear down, but never build. In the long ago, Esau made the tragic blunder of trying to live by bread alone. If you remember the story, Esau came in from the field, tired and hungry, and all he could think of for the moment was food. He then forfeited his birthright for a mess of pottage. And in Genesis 25:34, we read, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. These words all too clearly sum up the lives of so many around us today. The masses are eating and drinking and rising up and going their way. It doesn't take a great amount of character to act like